I found a philosopher's stone. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capo, California, with a thought for today. I found a philosopher's stone. I was walking along the path here at the Absolute Monastery. On the grounds here in the high desert mountains, and everywhere is beautiful stones. Everywhere are beautiful granite stones and all sorts of stones of various varieties. And as I walked along, one stone took my attention. It just grabbed a hold of me and said, "Pick me up, pick me up." Happily, all the stones on the path don't say that to me, or I'd be quite busy. But this one stone was quite charming, quite lovely, and I reached down and picked it up. It was well-rounded. It looked like it had rolled long ways. It had been turned over and turned over until it was smooth on all sides, beautiful. And I looked at it and I said, "Well, Mr. Stone, what do you have to say to me today?" And I stopped and listened. I stood still and held it in my hand so that I could see the stone. And I looked at it and I said, "Okay, now what do you have to tell me today?" And then a voice spoke to me. It probably was my own inner voice, but a voice spoke to me. And the voice said, "You are a wonderful person." And I said to the voice, "Tell me something new." "No, no, really, you are a wonderful person." Well, I like to think that, and I am happy when other people think that, but why are you thinking that, Mr. Stone? "Well, I'm thinking that because I'm reading your heart." "You're reading my heart, for goodness sakes. That's wonderful. What else does my heart tell you?" "Well, your heart tells me that you are a loving, unconditionally loving man. You are just loving all the time. Even when you sound like you are getting tough with people, you're being very loving. You're putting them on the right track. And you know, Herb, I'd like to suggest something to you." "Mr. Stone, you're going to suggest something to me?" "Yes. I'm just a pure philosopher." "Oh, are you the philosopher, Stone?" "Well, many people have been called many things. I guess you could call me a philosopher, Stone." "Well, is there a the philosopher, Stone, Mr. Stone?" "Well, you might say there's a the philosopher's stone." "Well, if you are a philosopher's stone, and there is a the philosopher's stone, how do I get a hold of the philosopher's stone?" "Well, I doubt that in this lifetime you're going to get a hold of the philosopher's stone." "Why do you say that?" "Because your heart is the philosopher's stone, and I don't think you're really going to get a hold of it." "Well, my heart is the philosopher's stone. I thought the philosopher's stone was a stone that was some place, you know, in some sacred place where people go and talk to it and learn from it." "No, that's not the way it is. I am sort of a chip off the old block." "I like that. You're a chip off the old block. I am a chip off the old block piece of the philosopher's stone. I am a philosopher's stone. Not the philosopher's stone. The philosopher's stone is all together, all complete, all whole." "Well, aren't you all together and complete and whole? Isn't any piece as much as the whole?" "Well, I guess you could say that. I mean, I like to think that wherever God is, all of God is present, and God is everywhere, so God is present everywhere, so everything in the universe is God, and everything is God totally God, not just part of God, not a piece of God, not a God, but the God. That is true, Herb. That's true. You have caused me to think in another way that I hadn't been thinking about. If I am a stone, and I am part of the universal stone, then I cannot be part of the universal stone. I must be all of the universal stone. For wherever the universal stone is, I am. And wherever I am, the universal stone is. And hey, that's an interesting idea, Herb. That's a very interesting idea. I guess you picked up the Philosopher's Stone today, didn't you? Well, it sort of seems like it. If wherever God is, all of God is present, and God is everywhere, and everywhere present, and wherever the Philosopher's Stone is, all of it is present, and any object that represents the Philosopher's Stone or says it's the Philosopher's Stone is all of the Philosopher's Stone. So I must be all of the Philosopher's Stone, and you must be all of the Philosopher's Stone. Well, that's true. Now, you said the Philosopher's Stone is my heart. Yes, the Philosopher's Stone is your heart, because the Philosopher's Stone is the ability to philosophize, the ability to think, the ability to live a life of unconditional love. And our heart, your heart, is the object in which you place that attitude of mind. You're living the life of unconditional love in your heart. Well, that's kind of interesting. That's kind of exciting. That's kind of, wow, my goodness. What benefit is it to find the Philosopher's Stone? Well, the stone was reluctant to answer at first, but then he said, the benefit of finding a Philosopher's Stone is that you're finding an objective attitude for a subjective condition. Well, how about that? Aren't you big talk? Objective attitude for a subjective beingness. My goodness sakes, what does that mean? Well, all of us have within us our original purity and integrity. Yeah, I know that. All of us have within us our original purity and integrity, and we do not always express it outwardly, objectively, as we could. But subjectively, our original purity and integrity is always in us. And it's always waiting to come forth. Well, this is like the Philosopher's Stone. It's your unconditional love in your heart. It's always there, always waiting to be expressed, always waiting by your choice, Herb, your choice always, to be whatever you want to be. And Herb, if you are always unconditionally loving, then you are using your Philosopher's Stone to its highest and greatest potential. Hey, that's interesting. That's very interesting. I use my Philosopher's Stone to its highest and greatest potential. Man, I like that. And you, Mr. Stone, you that I found here, you're part of the Philosopher's Stone? Well, Herb, after talking with you, I cannot say that and mean it anymore. I am not part of the Philosopher's Stone. I am the Philosopher's Stone. Just like you're not part of God, you're God. And you're all of God. Everywhere, anyhow. I am not part of the Philosopher's Stone. I am all of the Philosopher's Stone. I am all that the Philosopher's Stone could ever be, could ever express, could ever share out of itself at any time in any way. I am its allness. Well, gee, could anyone pick up a stone and call it a Philosopher's Stone? Well, of course. Every stone is a Philosopher's Stone. But every stone is not being recognized as a Philosopher's Stone. Every being is God, but every being is not recognizing itself as God. And once you recognize yourself as God, then you start expressing yourself in the allness that God is. Hey, I like that. I like that. Gee, if I pick up another philosopher's stone, will I get some other new information, some new thinking, some new attitudes? Maybe. It depends on what kind of a attitude you have in your heart when you pick up that stone. What kind of a thought system you have going on in you when you pick up that stone. For every stone is a philosopher's stone. The total philosopher's stone that we have all heard about so many times throughout all history. And now, Herb, today, you found me. But don't worry about holding tight to me, because every stone you pick up, Herb, will be a philosopher's stone, because you, Herb, are the philosopher's stone itself. Have a lovely day, Herb. What are you up to, Mr. Stone? You going to go away? No. I'm just going to watch and see what you think about all the other stones you come in contact with and all the other people who are also philosopher's stones that you come in contact with. I like that. You should. It's wonderful. Have a great day, Herb, and know that I love you. And Mr. Philosopher Stone, I love you. And everybody in the world, I love you. I love you. I love you.